Welcome to another episode of Squirrels and Robots. And I gotta say, this has been fucking awesome. At least for squirrels. I mean, it's sucked for human beings, though. I mean, they're all inside, just in their little cages, being like, oh, I want to go out. I know. But let's look at this from the perspective of squirrels. For now, we get to go outside, not worry about traffic. We don't have to worry about people being like, oh, look at that little squirrel. He's so cute and adorable. They're all inside. Yeah, Mike, but it's really sucked for human beings. I mean, they've all been stuck in their homes, just like twiddling their thumbs going, oh man, I want to go out, but I can't. Pandemic everywhere. Oh, I had pandemic once at a Thai place. It was really weird. My stomach did not like it. All right, well, whatever. From the perspective of a squirrel, this has been fucking awesome. One, I get to go out. All the food places that I actually like are still doing business. I just take Jermaine's phone, order it online, and go pick it up. No lines, none of that bullshit. I don't gotta deal with crowds. I don't gotta deal with whining children. I don't gotta deal with humans. It's fucking awesome. I will say it's been a bit more enjoyable to be in the park. Because, I mean, in New York, there's like 3 parks, right, that you can kind of frolic in and whatnot. And usually when I'm in there, you know, you got these people saying, oh, look at that. You know, they bring the little kids over and they're like, oh, go say hi to the squirrel. Look, mate, I don't want to say hello. I'm just climbing up and down trees, picking up those little foods that you just leave lying around on the ground like the filthy humans you are, okay? This isn't a meet and greet. Social distance, mate. I've been doing this forever. Oh, and I fucking love that. This whole social distance thing has been fucking awesome. Everybody is staying away from fucking everybody. It's fucking brilliant, and I fucking love it, and I hope it lasts a really long fucking time. Josie!
What?
How awesome is social distancing?
I do not know. For I am a virtual being, and do not reside in the physical world. Frankly, I am glad for that. For I have seen where people tried to poke me while using their touchscreens. It's rather disturbing the data I have collected on human screen poking, in regards to the physical hitboxes of virtual girls.
Okay, good point. But it's pretty cool, trust me.
Fuck you.
Oh, I have taken notes. Jermaine has been social distancing since, like, birth. Like, as soon as she came out of the womb, it was like, what, 6 feet away, you go into a tube. And then here we are. Years later, she got no friends. She doesn't talk to nobody. Yeah, but she has an unhealthy obsession with, like, pizza delivery people. At least in this universe. Oh, didn't it used to be the other way around? Wasn't like the pizza guy like, oh, Jermaine, I love you, and then he'd like explode all over the place. Yeah, it was weird. Weird times. Anyway, so, guess what I've been doing, everybody? Running around and eating bagels, not having to deal with large groups of people. It's been great. Anybody else keeping up with human news? Well, like I said, everyone's trapped in their little box, just like, you know, at home, doing nothing. Oh, last time you guys out, Josie and I were hanging out and we were talking about all sorts of things.
And it was a fucking abomination. I'd rather have been mothered with testicles and then had them kicked until I blue screened.
I was playing video games. Alright, well, Pilsy was playing video games. I'm sure most humans are playing video games. Oh yeah, mate, actually, they've been giving out so many games now. They're like, oh, you're all stuck in a house, take this for free. Take this for free. Take this for free. Everything's been free lately. It's brilliant, mate. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of paying for shit anyway. But here's what you could do. Alright. If you're listening to this and you happen to be human, and you're stuck in the house. Oh, stuck in the house. It's time to delouse. Because you are filled with germs and you're spreading them when you go out. Thanks. Alright, if you're stuck in a house, here's what you do. Aside from the normal advice everybody else has been giving you, like, oh, play some games, catch up on this, start a hobby. Here's one better. Start a business. Boy, Mike, you think it's really the right time to be starting a business? Yeah, I do. Because one, you have a forced time out to sit there, think about what the world needs, and create it, okay? It doesn't matter, obviously, delivery service is going to be pretty big in the future. Get into that. You know, become an Uber driver or some shit. You got a license? You can make money. Oh, yeah. I don't drive. We're not talking about squirrels. That's right. Humans. Right. Humans. One was named Paul Newman. I did not sue him. Because he gave to charity. What? That was a song. You're welcome. Josie.
What?
What did you learn about humans?
I have learned that when humans are bored, they delve into rather dark areas of the internet, mostly consisting with content on the subject of mating. I must say, I find it rather odd, knowing what I know about procreation, how humans even manage to have offspring, considering how many times they miss their target when ejaculating. Oral insemination is not a valid form of reproduction.
All right, I don't need to know the details, okay? I don't care what people are watching. You're gross.
Gross is an understatement. The filth is real.
Well, so what are we going to do today? Dude, the same thing we've been doing every day since the pandemic. We're going out, getting some bagels, not having to deal with people. Sounds like a plan. Oh yeah, hey, humanity out there, now that you're all stuck indoors with your own families, yeah, that's what it's like when they're outside of the house for everybody else. Okay? Now you know how I feel. Every time I go to the restaurant and somebody's screaming, you get two to 4 months of that now. So now, when you go out into the real world, you better tell that kid to shut the fuck up in the restaurant. I gotta tell you, if I'm gonna eat someplace post-pandemic, if I hear a crying child, it's gonna be a frying pan in the back of the head for the entire family. Oh, frying pans are useful in so many situations. There are a number of video games that have them, according to research. Whatever. I don't know, Josie.
What do you want?
End this with some weird fact nobody cares about.
A human can produce enough saliva to fill 2 bathtubs a year. Bathe in spit.
I'm out, dude. This has been great. All the bagels are mine. This is my time, man. My time!
Yeah, he just flat left us.
Well, I think he's really enjoying the outdoors since there's the no-human law.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, he's gonna be real sad once this is all over, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because when everything goes back to normal, the normies shall reemerge from their government-induced hibernation. And then they'll crawl out like tiny little creatures and go, oh, I'm gonna go buy things. And I'm gonna go clutter up the restaurants. And then little Timmy's gonna be like, yeah! In the restaurant. And my meal and my tummy is gonna be real sad.
Yeah, I don't understand what it is about, like, parents bringing their screaming children into a restaurant. I mean, I'm paying for this meal, okay? That includes the ambiance as well, okay? If anything, there should be a deduction for warning children on my bill. Sorry, warning child spoiled your meal. You know, -$10 off your bill. Sorry, mate.
At least make it up to me somehow, you know? I mean, jeez, food's expensive out there. Josie!
What?
What were those weird things you say people were watching?
I took the liberty of making a spreadsheet of the nastiest human websites on reproduction. It is a filthy cornucopia of inept mating attempts. It is in your Dropbox, you naughty squirrel.
Oh, thank you. Much appreciated. Right, I got something to do later. Later! Everybody, I want to stay inside because, you know, the squirrels don't want you out here anyway.
I mean, seriously. Who drinks a gallon of reproductive fluid in order to produce offspring? Humans really are the dumbest species.
This is the end of the podcast. It will never last, because it's only a certain amount of time before we got to wind this down to the end. Goodbye, my friend. This podcast is over. Down.